Today on Press TV, a senior Iranian nuclear negotiator says Tehran is dissatisfied with the slow pace of progress in the talks in Vienna over Tehran's nuclear energy program. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi also criticized new U.S. sanctions on some Iranian companies and individuals as a violation of the Geneva deal spirit. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has sidestepped questions about a missing CIA agent who was spying in Iran. Kerry refrained from acknowledging that Robert Lewinson was spying for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency in Iran. However, Kerry emphasized he will continue his efforts to secure the CIA operative's release. Gunmen have killed 18 people in northeastern Iraq in the city of Bakuba. Most of the dead are Iranian nationals. The attack targeted a gas pipeline project stretching from Iran to neighboring Iraq. Police say 16 Iranians are among the dead. In addition, 5 Iranians and 2 Iraqis were injured. The U.S. says it has no plans to withdraw its troops from Jordan for now. The White House says its 1,500-strong contingent will remain in Jordan until the security situation improves in the Arab country. The U.S. has also deployed fighter aircraft and Patriot missiles in Jordan. Al-Qaeda-linked militants have kidnapped about 120 Kurdish civilians from a village in the northern Syrian province of Aleppo near the border with Turkey. The Takfiri militants entered the village of Ihras, seized the people and then took them to an unknown location. Several of the hostages are reportedly women. The people of Bahrain have marked the 1,000th day of anti-government protests with a new demonstration. The protesters marched near Manama calling for an inclusive political solution. The Bahraini revolution began in early 2011 and the regime's crackdown in response to the uprising has left scores dead, many more injured. A White House review panel says the U.S. National Security Agency should continue its global espionage activities, but with new privacy safeguards. Earlier, U.S. President Barack Obama ordered a review of the NSA's work. The U.S. has been harshly criticized for its espionage activities, even by its allies. And yet another shooting incident in the United States. Gunfire at a high school in Colorado has left 2 people injured, and the shooter has reportedly killed himself. Arapahoe High School in the town of Centennial is still on lockdown and police are on the scene. There's the latest here on Press TV.